Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, los cachos!
Play it one sec. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha na 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 na. Sha na 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 na.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Horror. Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs and here in snowy Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, my favorite Kwanzanian, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola! Welcome, everybody, on this wonderful Boxing Day slash first day of Kwanzaa slash other things day.
Yeah. Pays me to go into the beer mine.
Pre-tax.
Pre-tax, that's right. But, I don't know. It's a big mess here. It's all covered. And I see we have in the chat room, J-Man, we've got our lovely favorite Canadian, Jamie. We have
how
a guest.
You doing?
Yes, how you doing, Jamie? We have a guest, and we have Dr. Mike, who's going to be experiencing what I'm experiencing shortly.
Poverty?
Well, no. In addition to that, he's going to be in the midst of a blizzard. Or you could have said he could be experiencing spending time with women with three tubes out of their body, but he already is, probably.
That too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He gets to deal with people with tubes in their body enough.
And I can sympathize and empathize with him now because it's nothing but heartache and hard work.
Misery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
all right, well.
So, other than that, things are great. How's things down there?
Well, I tell you what, it's a cold, cold morning here in God's country, but the sun is starting to peek out a little bit behind the clouds. We have about maybe, I don't know, 2 inches of snow on the ground, but it snowed last night for a while, then it stopped, and that was it. And we have roads are clear, so we're doing a little better here.
Yeah, things are pretty good for you, aren't they? As always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're probably up to we're pushing 3 inches now, headed for 8 to 10.
Yeah. Well, that's what they originally said we were going to get, and then they said, just kidding.
Yeah.
And areas south of us got considerably more snow. And, Elwin, and it resulted in one of my favorite things that happens on Twitter.
What's that?
Starting yesterday afternoon when the snow started in central Arkansas, around Little Rock, Conway, in that area, people started tweeting, you know, that it was snowing, of course.
Right.
And they started tweeting pictures of the snow coming down, and they started tweeting reports of accidents and all this and all this. And then at about 9 o'clock last night, some chick that I follow gets on Twitter and says, I'm going to be really, really late for work. Nobody told me it was snowing. It'll take forever to clear my car.
Uh-huh.
That's the worst part of apartment living right there. You got to clear the car off in the snow and ice.
Yes.
Even if I have a little window covers, windshield covers for the car, which helps.
Of course you do.
Well, you should too.
Why?
Why suffer needlessly, man?
It is time for you to man up, dude.
And it's time for you to stop being a martyr.
Food safe gloves and window covers? Good
exactly.
Lord. Oh, my goodness. This is embarrassing.
Uh-huh. Window covers. Pull the window covers off. Sweep a little bit of snow off the hood and roof of the car and go, while other people are busy just scraping away and suffering. Real slow down there.
Uh-huh.
I could see you doing either of those.
Yeah.
Cigarette hanging out of your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Holding a beer.
No, I don't drink and drive.
No. Well, that's bad.
That's bad.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
That's right. I found that out ago. I don't know.
So, and I got a new phone.
Except twice a day. They're right twice a day.
Yeah, well, that's true, yeah. And I got a new phone.
Oh,
new cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a smartphone, but it's a smarter phone.
Very
got
nice.
Got Wi-Fi. I can surf the net without using any minutes. Email, which I set up and then promptly turned off receiving the email because the damn phone was going off all night. As I was getting special offers from Amazon and Best Buy and Walmart.
You're a popular man.
Yeah, apparently so. Only with them. So, that's pretty cool.
That's good.
Gift certificate to Amazon.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dang. You probably had something pretty decent to eat for Christmas dinner, too, didn't you?
T-bone steaks.
Really?
Baked potato. And my world-famous pea and asparagus casserole.
Excellent.
And got enough pea and asparagus casserole left over to have some with the pork chops tonight.
Excellent. Wow. All right.
So.
Very nice.
Festive, joyous, and practical.
That sums you up right there.
So what did Matt and Shmoop have for Christmas dinner? Pizza rolls?
Heartache.
Heartache.
No, we had a $2 box of candy and a bottle of French wine. So
nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, you know, people make fun of me drinking rose. Oh, all you do is you want to get drunk drinking that stuff. Let me tell you, my brother got me a bottle of French wine. And you snooty people out there saying you just love it for the taste, baby. That bottle of wine had a punch in it.
Well, when you drink the whole bottle, yes.
Well, I don't see any serving sizes on it. So I'm assuming it's one serving per bottle.
Probably so.
I think I may have talked to you while I was imbibing
it. A little bit. A little bit.
I think I talked.
I was going to wish you a Merry Christmas, but you were already into the Merry Christmas.
That was my third Christmas. See, I had one at my brother's Christmas Eve.
Right.
And then after that, I took Rhino back to, you know, the house I used to own. And we had a little Christmas there, and then I got up Christmas morning, and we had Christmas there, and then after the wine, I took a nap and got up about 6 yesterday and celebrated my fourth Christmas.
Oh, you had a full day.
Yeah, I did. Oh, phew. Woo. I'm exhausted this morning.
Yeah, but I'm hungover.
But what's that?
But not hungover.
Well, no, because I slept so much yesterday and last night.
Well, that,
see?
Yeah.
See?
And wine isn't as, that, you know, French wine isn't as rough.
No, it's not. Well.
On the old hangover.
No.
Routine.
It's kind of, mm-hmm.
Very nice. Can go and get, you know, 3 or 4 foot long Subway melts and
yep.
some cookies and portion those out.
Portion those out over a month. We have
That's
our
right.
food. We have our food budget set for January.
Uh-huh. You know, so. Just kind of, you know, set the foot long out and get a ruler and measure off 2 inches and slice it and here's your lunch, Smoop.
Well, what I could do, I was laying there on the couch.
Is she awake?
She's awake. She's not happy. Not happy, Jake. Not a good morning.
Somebody wake her up?
No, just can't get comfortable.
Oh. And where's Corky, the cat?
Corky's in the closet, as she always
In the closet. Exactly.
She hears the intro to the show, and she just takes off.
Yep. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Did you happen to receive one this year?
No.
Oh.
I didn't get any pet presents.
No, I didn't either.
Take that.
I
assume everybody's seen the video of the guy who his son got him ticket to the national championship game. It's such a heartwarming video.
It is.
Guy in Alabama, his son gave him his present, and he opened up.
You got to listen to this because this involves you. My son, he got tickets to a Cavs game. He'll be sitting in the center court, second row.
Ooh.
On February 2nd, yeah. So him and his mom will be up there watching the game February 2nd. So I want Dr. Mike, since he's in the chat room and he's up in that area, I want him to attend the game too and go up to the wife and say, "How are you doing?"
I'm the bad boy on social media.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll give him $1 if he'll do it.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's pretty second row midcourt, man. That's they might be sitting right behind Rihanna and Chris Brown.
No kidding. Well, they're like $400 tickets.
Yeah. Even for the Cavs, huh? Oh, well, that's because they're playing the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, Kevin Durant. He's excited about that. Not a big Cavs fan anymore, but he is excited to see Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and those guys. And I don't know a single player that plays for the Cavs. I guess that guy, the guy with all the frizzy hair, Vergeo, whatever, how you pronounce it.
Vergeo.
He plays one.
Vergeo,
yeah. I guess he's still there.
Yeah, I can't remember any Cavaliers since World Be Free. Of course, I'm not a big NBA fan.
I don't remember that World B played for the Cavs. I thought he played for a few different teams, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he may have. And under a few different names, so it's hard to it's hard
true.
To nail him down.
Yeah.
And just as I said that in the chat room, Dr. Mike says, "Does World Be Free still play for the Cavs?" Very good.
Yeah, and Dr. Mike, don't worry about any restraining orders.
Oh no, go.
There are none in effect right now.
Have at it. Just don't buy my kid a pizza and hit on the wife. It'll be great.
Show him how it's done.
Yes.
All right. Well, this is exciting.
Yeah, well, you know, it was going to be kind of laid back. You know, my Christmas Eve was laid back, even at the Mahoney extravaganza.
Oh, really? Things were pretty quiet there?
Yeah. A lot of people drinking coffee and whatnot, and I'm going, what the hell's up with this? You know, because I came in with a bottle of vodka.
Well, now that we're all here in a circle, let's each go around and tell everybody a little something about yourself.
I was waiting for that, and I hate that.
I like puppies and long walks on the beach and cuddling.
then one, my one niece, who's an awesome photographer out of Columbus, and her mom, my sister, was there. She, for her Christmas present, wanted us to take a group photo. Oh, this took freaking 30 minutes, Jay. No, no, put your shoulder that way.
Men in front kneeling on one knee, men, mm-hmm. women standing behind. No, 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 let's do it the other way around. Yeah. Women on your knees, you're used to it, let's go.
I was exhausted. God.
Tall guys in the middle, short ones on the end.
Yes.
So it's got to be like a pyramid, you know.
I know. I
short
wish
dudes
we had
on each
done
end, you know, the tallest person in the middle. And then you got to do the casual photo, you know, where everybody's supposed to be acting all casual, what have you.
Which is funny, just the term acting casual.
Exactly. And there's Rhino with the two fingers behind your head.
No, he was actually well behaved. He always is.
Yep, guaranteed. Yeah, Southern Methodist University.
Uh-huh.
Use that Bible to cover up for all the atrocities they've done.
That's what Catholics do every Sunday.
That's right. Just go in and say, I'm sorry, and it's okay.
And that's why I got out of that church.
Yep. You didn't go to any midnight mass or any
no.
Christmas Eve services?
No, I just let Mike, you know.
Keeping the healthy food coming.
Yeah, got me through the turmoil while Schmoop was gone.
Yep. And I'm expecting my, maybe the UPS guy will bring my Johnsonville t-shirt today.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty exciting.
That would be.
And for those who are listening and don't know, we, the good folks over at Johnsonville, tweeted us a congratulations on our 200th show.
Yes, they
last
did.
Last week.
It was
and,
very nice of them.
Began following us and asked for our address so they could send us a t-shirt.
Allegedly, that's why they asked for our
addresses. Yeah. Yeah, we're also going to get, like, tons of junk mail.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a shirt yet, have you, Jay?
No, but, you know, it takes time. It's a busy time of year for UPS and what have you.
Yeah. And Dr. Mike wants to know if you or I or anyone in the chat room or anyone listening, watch Christmas Story.
Of course.
Of course. I caught some of it over at Rhino's Christmas Eve.
Yep. Watched it. In fact, I watched it when it came on at 7 p.m. Central time. And that was the only time. I only watched it the one time. Flipping through the channels occasionally. Hey, guess what?
What?
Our friend and colleague, our fellow podcaster, Jay Moore, has landed a national radio show.
Really?
Yep, more sports. Starts January 3rd.
Huh, well, good for him.
Check your local sports talk radio. As much as he will want to be different, they won't let him be different, so
yes.
It will turn into the same thing. It'll all be about, you know, we're discussing the drama around the Los Angeles Lakers today. Does Kobe hate Pau Gasol? Kobe hates everybody. And everybody hates Kobe.
Oh boy, Jay. Jay, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
We got a backup. We have a backup on East High Street.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on yesterday, I think. If you don't have to go out, stay home.
There you go.
Always great advice.
Oh, yeah. But I'll tell you what, though. I'll have absolutely no plans whatsoever, and we'll get about 4 inches of snow, and I'll desperately want to get out. for some reason. Mother Nature isn't going to tell me what I can do.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch.
Although, you know what would be nice, at least around here, if the local news station would tell people, even on sunny and nice days in the summer, if you don't need to go out, don't.
Exactly.
You don't need to be in public bothering people.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I thought you're just adding to pollution and
exactly.
Global warming, and you smell bad. So just stay home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
look at your hair.
One day already.
Yeah, look at your hair. It's ridiculous. People are just going to point and laugh.
And Dr. Mike is talking about Boxing Day in Canada or something.
Yeah. I don't really know what Boxing Day is. I mean, I thought everybody boxed.
Well, that's what Mike Tyson thought, too. And every year on December 26th, Evander Holyfield sends him part of his ear. Yeah, I thought, well, see. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was right. Sort of.
More or less.
That's always a good one.
Yeah. So
that's
almost
on par with. That's almost on par with. That is what it is.
Yeah.
See, if you're going to say that, just don't say anything.
Our big New Year's celebration.
Yes, we will.
And by the way, I believe, of course, he can't hear us because we're in the after show, but I believe Doc Mike and my BFF, Miss Warrior Cat, are going to have a show on Friday night.
Really? What time?
At 8 p.m. Central Time.
Oh,
9 p.m. Eastern.
I can catch part of that.
Yep. Well, we'll both sign in under the I'm With Stupid and knock each other out of the chat room over and over. That'd be cool.
That'd be nice.
All right. Now we can do that. Also, Boxing Day, big English Premier League day. Everybody plays.
Oh, really?
Big man. Yeah.
They play what?
Soccer.
Oh,
or
soccer.
Football.
Yeah, football, yeah.
Yeah, their version of football.
Yeah,
speaking of football, outrage, no college football bowl games on Christmas Day.
I know. I know.
You know, I'm tired of organizations like the NCAA giving in to right-wing political correctness.
Exactly.
Sick and tired of it. It is not an insult to Christians everywhere to play football on Christmas Day. It's not an insult to Christians to play basketball. It's an insult to some people because it weren't very many good games, but that's not the point. Anyway, so there are a couple of bowl games today. I don't know which one's the Pizza Bowl is tonight. The Papa John's Pizza Bowl or something. What, the Military Bowl or the Armed Services Bowl or shit, I don't know. Anyway, there are bowl games tonight.
Well, that's good because I was
three bowl games, three or four tomorrow, three or four Friday,
yep.
Three or four more on Saturday. It's crazy.
Couldn't have any on my day off though. No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. No. And I hope at least one of them's being played in a blizzard. That's always fun.
That's the way it should be played.
Football in a blizzard. I absolutely love it.
And you know what else?
There's your sports update.
You know what else? Big Kwanzaa Day, Jay. It's Kwanzaa.
It is Kwanzaa. Celebrating Kwanzaa. We're celebrating Kwanzaa over on the official I'm With Stupid website.
Yep. At IWSradio.blogspot.com. We have an interview with Bantu Claus.
Whoever the hell that is.
He's an angry man.
Yeah, well, I wonder if the interviewer was just projecting a little.
Well, maybe he was. I don't know.
The interviewer is a little angry himself. Angry at the world. Much like John McCain.
God, he is an angry man. We should have had Sarah Palin interview, being too close. I have no idea why. I just think that we should have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and speaking of great human beings, there's controversy swirling around Tim Tebow this week.
Oh, God. What now?
Well, apparently, last week when the Jets announced that Greg McElroy would be the starting quarterback, Tim Tebow essentially quit on his team.
Well, I had heard that.
That he went and said that he didn't want, you know, if he wasn't going to start, he didn't even want to be part of the Wildcat package, the change of pace quarterback, which, you know, kind of an odd thing to do for the greatest leader in the history of the world.
I understand, and I agree with what you're saying, but I also agree that, you know, you brought me here to New York, and you don't even want to play me, so screw you.
But he sucks.
I know he sucks. Well,
he can't get a pass within 10 feet of a receiver.
I know that.
Without pay immediately. This will follow him around for the rest of his career. Yeah, stuff like that.
Stuff like that. How about those Bengals? Who day, baby? Wait, you're not excited? I hear like crickets.
Who day?
Who day? Who day?
What the hell is that?
Oh, my God. This goes back to the 80s.
No, then you guys are pretending you invented it in the 80s. Ooh.
No, they just perfected it.
Stole it. Stole.
Perfected.
They stole it. You know why? Because they have no originality in Cincinnati.
Well, I agree with that, but...
Cincinnati is a shithole.
Oh, my God. And if you're
millions
in Cincinnati, call in at 661-244-9. Which you can, of course.
A complete crap hole, a city that spent millions and millions and millions of dollars to try to keep Larry Flint's Hustler stores and strip clubs out of the city. Bad people. Isn't that where John Boehner's from?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Isn't that where Mean Gene Schmidt was from?
Is he? I did not know that. Oh, you mean the congresswoman?
Yeah.
I was thinking about the wrestling guy, Mean Gene.
Oh, no.
What was his last name? Oh, yeah, Gene Schmidt is a horrid human being.
I rest my case. Cincinnati sucks. And I dare anybody from Cincy to challenge me on that.
Oh, they wouldn't challenge you on that one.
No.
I don't think anyone likes Jean Schmidt.
Well, your kids probably don't even like her.
I would agree with that, too.
God. If she had kids, that means somebody had sex with her.
Ugh. Oh, God. Why'd you have to go there?
Oh, man.
Oh.
What kind of sad, pathetic, beat-down, henpecked man was she married to?
Oh, God. I bet he's 4'2" and uses a cane and whatever. Okay, honey.
Yes, dear.
Because she's a marathon runner, too.
Oh.
You know how those people are.
Oh, I bet she has the sticker on the back window of her SUV that says 26.2 on it.
Oh, God.
Just to let you know how superior she is.
Mm-hmm.
She probably thinks the folks at Westboro Baptist Church are moderate.
She probably does. And she tells people, I can see Canada from my backyard.
Uh-huh.
Those sneaky Canadians.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to tell Kat that people in Cincinnati tried to steal New Orleans. Proved once and for all that the one team you cannot out-stupid are the Steelers.
Well,
no matter how hard you try, you can try a 56-yard field goal with 3 minutes left in the
tie
game.
Well, you know, I was going to say they are going to the playoffs in spite of Marvin Lewis.
I know it. Marvin Lewis said, you know what? I think I can out-stupid Ben Roethlisberger. Nope. All right. We still have 2 minutes left in this show.
In this cacophony of humor. That's one of my favorite words.
But we want people to be sure to tune in on Saturday because, boy, we're gonna kick some ass on Saturday.
Yeah.
We're going to bring it.
We are going to bring our A game, and hopefully Schmoop will, too.
Yeah. We'll preview 2013, which is going to be a great year.
Well, it can't be any worse. So.
That's right. Well, I think you go even odds. Even years suck. Odd years are good for you. So
that may be true. I'll have to go back and examine that.
I'll give you something to do for a while.
Well, yeah.
Oh, even odd theory.
Yes. All right, then. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks, Dr. Mike, Jamie, everyone.
And Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
Happy Boxing Day. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Boxing Day. Happy New Year.
And
happy.
And happy Les Lendemain de Noël.
That too.
Yeah. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Have a good day and be safe in the bad weather there.